day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51.
Now, this is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Eden Theater Company presents Once Upon a Christmas Night, an exciting, original, family-friendly production at the David Marr Theater at 2200 Eureka Way on December 5th, 6th, and 7th at 7 p.m.
Tickets are $20, and you can purchase them online at Eventbrite.com. Simply search Eden Theater Company and look for Once Upon a Christmas Night. Get your tickets now before the show sells out.
Join us as we explore the excitement and joy of Christmas through storytelling, music, and dance. Enjoy beloved holiday classics such as...
Christmas.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It is cold outside.
Don't miss Eden Theater Company's Once Upon a Christmas Night, December 5th, 6th, and 7th at 7 p.m. at the David Marr Theater at 2200 Eureka Way. Tickets are only $20 at Eventbrite.com. Search Eden Theater Company Once Upon a Christmas Night or purchase your tickets at the door. It's an evening you won't forget.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
It's the season of savings at Grange Co-op. Now through November 30th, score unbeatable deals on your favorite brands. Get select Giorgio Romeo boots, just $55.99. Take 25% off Carhartt sweatshirts, 30% off all men's and women's jackets and vests, and 30% off Bonds boots. Plus, grab Yeti gear at the lowest prices of the season. Whether it's your farm, ranch, pets, garden, or gear, you'll find it all on sale now at Grange Co-op. 55 Lake Boulevard in Reading. Don't miss out. Shop in-store or online at GrangeCoop.com.
Three. That was followed by an ostensibly well-intentioned federal effort to try to resettle desperate Somalians in Minnesota, in the largest city, Minneapolis. And Minneapolis resoundingly, amazingly, calls its Muslims to prayer five times a day. And is represented in Congress by a Jew-hating Muslim communist who may have married her brother, to try to skirt the country's immigration laws. Now, let me mix metaphors for a moment. No good deed on the well-paved road to hell goes unpunished. But I would ask, if you live in Minnesota, did you vote for that? Is that what you voted for? And my guess is you probably did not, because we never vote for this. Didn't vote on their taxpayer funds going to free stuff for illegal aliens. Didn't vote for the chain migration that allowed a tiny Somalian community to blow up and take over their biggest city in a relative heartbeat. Nor do I think did Minnesotans vote on the sorry state of their financial affairs. Over in City Journal, Chris Rufo writes, Minnesota is drowning in fraud. Billions in taxpayer dollars have been stolen during the administration of Governor Tim Walz alone. Democrat state officials overseeing one of the most generous welfare regimes in the country are asleep at the switch, and the media, duty-bound by progressive pieties, refuses to connect the dots. I think we always refuse to connect the dots if it involves a minority. Either a minority in terms of religion, although truthfully, Islam is not really a minority religion when you look at it worldwide. But because they're Muslims, oh, well, we don't want to talk about that. Now, I would argue that if Minnesota itself was just merely debt-ridden, I'd just say, well, it's just like not like every other state, but it's just like Colorado. We're debt-ridden. Colorado has a billion-dollar budget deficit that, by my analysis, goes on for years and years and years. Now, they claim they patched it up with a special legislative session and some tax increases, and they found some money elsewhere, and they tried to fill the hole, but that hole is going to reappear next year. And you may be living in a state, Virginia, or some other states that are just like Colorado in that regard. But what makes Minnesota special is the kind of fraud that's going on. Now, I know that fraud goes on everywhere. When I was the Undersecretary of Homeland Security, I remember testifying one time about fraud within some of the FEMA programs. And I was testifying, I think, along with the Inspector General. I'm not really sure, but I think the Inspector General was either testifying with me or the Inspector General had provided some information. But we were trying to clean up the fraud. Because any time you have a major disaster, there is inevitably fraud involved because people lie, cheat, and steal. And so you try to put mechanisms in place. You try to put people in place to minimize the fraud. And a congressperson, a congress critter, asked me, let's just say that the fraud rate was 5.9%. And I was testifying that we were trying to get it down below 5%. We were trying to get it down to 3%. And the congressman asked me some stupid question about, well, why isn't it 0%? And I still don't think it was a mistake, but I made a statement to the effect that, well, since humans are involved, we're never going to get to zero. There will always be some fraud involved. You would have thought I committed a heresy. Now, think about the absolute irony of a member of Congress asking an undersecretary of Homeland Security about trying to minimize fraud, and I just tell them the truth that it's never going to get to zero because humans are involved, and we're trying to do everything we can to minimize it as much as possible. And that congressperson had the audacity to criticize me for telling them the truth that fraud's always going to exist, but we're trying to minimize it. Hey, member of Congress, what are you doing to try to minimize fraud? That's why I have a really distaste for members of Congress. But what makes Minnesota special, as I said, is the type of fraud that it's fostering. I'll let City Journal explain. They write, if you were to design a welfare program to facilitate fraud, it would probably look a lot like Minnesota's Medicaid housing stabilization services. Medicaid housing stabilization services. I'm going to refer to it as they do, as the HSS program. The first of its kind in the country was launched with a noble goal: to help seniors, addicts, the disabled, and the mentally ill secure housing. It was designed with low barriers to entry, meaning easy to get to it, and minimal requirements for reimbursement. Nonetheless, before the program went live in 2020, officials pegged its annual estimated price tag at $2.6 million. So you got that? It's low barriers to entry, minimal requirements to get reimbursed, and they pegged in 2020 the annual estimated price tag at $2.6 million. If you don't live in Minnesota, or maybe if you do and you don't know this story, what do you think we're at today? I'll be right back.
JTV, Jewelry Television. With 80,000 jewelry looks, we're kind of a big deal. Even bigger with new lines of designer handbags, fragrances, and more. And biggest of all, because you could win a 7-night stay in Bali, spending money and thousands worth of JTV jewelry, making you kind of a big deal. Enter by December 7th at jtv.com/sweepstakes. No purchase necessary. Then watch JTV on TV or shop jtv.com for big holiday deals.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate you tuning in. By the way, if you like what we do during the weekend, you might like the weekday program, too. So if you'd like to listen to the weekday program, again, on your iHeart app, set this preset. Find this station. Call letters are KOA. KOA. It's at 850 AM, 94.1 FM. It airs from 9 to noon Mountain Time, Monday through Friday. Set that preset, and then you can stream this program or obviously download the podcast, and you can listen to me during the weekday also. So back to Minnesota. Minnesota's Medicaid Housing Stabilization Services. Originally estimated to cost $2.5 to $2.6 million per year when they launched it in 2020, a mere 5 years ago. They terminated it as of this past October 31st because the cost had skyrocketed to more than $104 million for fiscal year 2024. Obviously, a dramatic increase. Now, it was originally intended to help seniors and people with disabilities so they could find and maintain stable housing through Medicaid funding. The cost spike emerged amid accusations of substantial fraud, and that led to federal and state investigations, as well, as I said, the program's complete shutdown in October of this year, just last month. The Department of Human Services in Minnesota is now working to redesign and relaunch a more secure and transparent housing benefit. Now, the $104 million figure for 2024, that represents the most recently reported annual cost for the program before it was closed. But of the $104 million, an estimated $88 to $100 million out of $104 million is believed to have been lost to fraud. You have a $104 million program originally estimated at $2.5 to $2.6 million and an estimated $88 to $100 million out of $104 million you are guessing is fraud? Now, I know if you think I'm picking on Minnesota, I am. But how many other states have this kind of, I mean, that's beyond fraud. That's just absolute, utter, gross negligence to spend $104 million. Now, I'm picking on Minnesota, but it applies to all of us because this is not just state funded. This is also federal funded, which is why you now have federal investigations into this program. If I give you $104 million, and you steal $100 million of it, I'm going to do everything I can to put you in jail. I don't care what your nationality is, what your skin color is, what your sexual preference is, what your height, weight is, what or who you sleep with. I don't care. You steal $100 out of $104 million from me, you're going to jail. Now, authorities say that the figure is likely to grow as these investigations continue, since hundreds of companies and potentially thousands of clients are going to be implicated, and additional waves of prosecutions are now anticipated. The magnitude of the fraud is truly considered unprecedented in Minnesota's history of welfare programs. The acting U.S. Attorney Joe Thompson reporting that it could constitute one of the largest fraud waves in the history of the United States. Now, why did I mention Somali at the beginning and that Ilhan Omar is the congressional representative? A substantial portion, potentially a majority, of the fraud in this program has been perpetuated by members of the Somali refugee and immigrant community, according to state, federal, and investigating media sources. Multiple reports indicate that almost all defendants charged in the Medicaid housing and welfare fraud cases in Minnesota originate from the Somali community. Kayesh Megan, a former fraud investigator for the Minnesota Attorney General's Office, Keith Ellison, what a joke, and himself a Somali American, stated that it is uncomfortable and true that almost all the defendants in the recent high-profile fraud cases are Somali. Now, while these reports do confirm widespread participation from Somali refugees and immigrants, precise percentages for the Medicaid Housing Stabilization Services fraud, I found that difficult to quantify, other than the majority. All I get in, as I do a LexisNexis search, is I get the majority seem to be, or the majority are, Somalian. And you wonder why we need stricter immigration controls and why we need to crack down on these little, you know, mosques that are popping up all over the country. Because I think they're designed to be a front for potential terrorist threats, and they're obviously engaged in widespread fraud if Minnesota is any investigation whatsoever. But I imagine most people are afraid to talk about this because, oh, well, you must be racist if you're saying that Somalis are. Oh, I'm just telling you what the news stories are that are probably confined primarily, other than the City Journal, confined primarily to Minnesota. But I want the rest of the country to know about it. I want all my affiliates to know about this because these reports indicate just how political correctness allows this kind of fraud to perpetuate and go on under the noses. And but for at least one U.S. attorney finally looking at a program and saying, how do you go from 2.5 million to 104 million? That seems like an awful lot. Maybe we should investigate. And then you find out that, oh yeah, upwards of 100 of the 104 million was actually just fraudulent payments to welfare recipients. And then you wonder why we can't have nice things in this country. You can't have nice things in this country because we're too politically correct. We're afraid to speak the truth. And when facts like this come out, the cabal, by acts of omission, don't make a national story. Because, oh, we don't want people in Colorado to know about this. We don't want people in Texas to know about this. We don't want people in California to know about this. They got their own problems. And we do. I know we've got our own problems in Colorado. But when you have a particular ethnic group that's involved from a particular country that of our own doing we bring here and then we allow and then they actually end up representing that part of Minnesota in the United States Congress, I think it deserves national attention. The available evidence attributes a large majority of the Medicaid housing fraud to Minnesota's Somali community. But I can't give you an exact dollar amount or a breakdown by legal status. It's just not currently reported in the public records. At some point, we're going to recognize that the cost of illegal immigration and the cost of political correctness in our public policy is going to be the death knell for us in terms of our finances and our economy. So, Minnesota, thank you. And I'm not being sarcastic here. I mean, thank you for pointing out the corruption and the fraud that we've got to weed out of this country. I'll be right back.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown. Ambition just met its match with Robinhood. Trade stocks and ETFs, options, futures, and crypto all on one platform. Get started today at Robinhood.com/your money. Your money, your move. All investments involve risk, including loss of principal. Options, futures, and crypto trading carry significant risk and may not suit all investors. Securities offered through Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC. Futures trading is offered by Robinhood Derivatives LLC, not FDIC or SIPC protected. Crypto offered through Robinhood Crypto LLC, NMLS ID 1702840, not FDIC or SIPC protected. Portfolio management offered by Robinhood Strategies, an SEC registered advisor.
JTV, Jewelry Television. With 80,000 jewelry looks, we're kind of a big deal. Even bigger with new lines of designer handbags, fragrances, and more. And biggest of all, because you could win a 7-night stay in Bali, spending money and thousands worth of JTV jewelry, making you kind of a big deal. Enter by December 7th at jtv.com/sweepstakes. No purchase necessary. Then watch JTV on TV or shop jtv.com for big holiday deals.
We'll be right back. The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Introducing Jackpot Blitz, the industry's most advanced digital poker table designed for players who crave the energy of live play. Seamlessly jump into live multi-table tournaments and make your moves with just a tap. No dealers, no delays, just pure poker. Hands are dealt instantly and side pots handled automatically. The pace, whoa, blazing fast. This isn't just the future of poker, it's happening now. Play smarter, play faster, play Jackpot Blitz. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
The Reading Chamber of Commerce is working every day to make our community a better place to live, work, and do business. When you join the Chamber, you become part of a network that stands up for local employers, supports our workforce, and helps shape the future of Reading. Your membership fuels advocacy at City Hall and in Sacramento, promotes tourism through Visit Reading, and strengthens the business community that keeps our economy moving. If you believe in building a stronger Reading, we invite you to join us. Visit ReadingChamber.com to learn more.
Indigestion. So I have to take some Zofran. It's really good. Zofran's really good stuff. But maybe now that Trump and Mom Donnie Zofran are buddies, maybe Zofran will agree that New York City falls under the jurisdiction of the United States of America. And it doesn't fall under the jurisdiction of any international law. Or maybe it will work the other way. And maybe President Trump will allow Zofran to arrest an allied foreign head of state. He's on, Zofran is, on the ABC 7 affiliate in New York.
You said you would arrest Benjamin Netanyahu based on the 2024 International Court arrest warrant. Next UN General Assembly, as mayor, would you do that?
So I've said time and again that I believe this is a city of international law, and being a city...
I can't tell you how much that irritates me. These people who think they're world citizens, that they're citizens of the world, and then you become mayor and you think that, oh, your city, which, by the way, is a municipality. It is a subset of the jurisdiction of the state of New York. It is not a city of international law. You have nothing to do with international law. I know you've got the United Nations there. I know you think you're a citizen of the world. Where's your loyalty, Mr. Mayor? Is your loyalty to the United States of America and to the citizens of New York that you're ostensibly going to represent as mayor? Or is your loyalties to the International Court of Criminal Appeals? By the way, an organization which the United States of America does not officially recognize as being legitimate.
You said you would arrest Benjamin Netanyahu based on the 2024 International Court arrest warrant. Next UN General Assembly, as mayor, would you do that?
So I've said time and again that I believe this is a city of international law, and being a city of international law means looking to uphold international law, and that means upholding the warrants from the International Criminal Court, whether they're for Benjamin Netanyahu or Vladimir Putin. I think that that's critically important to showcase our values, and unlike Donald Trump, I'm someone who looks to exist within the confines of the laws that we have. So I will look to exhaust every legal possibility not to create my own laws to do so.
On the other hand, this is also a world event. Mm. Does that not count a little bit?
Well, I think we are a global city, but I also think what New Yorkers are looking for is consistency in the way in which we talk about our values and follow through on them. And that's why I think these warrants from the International Criminal Court, they are worth fully exploring every legal possibility to actually follow through on.
Oh. You know what? I think if he does it, it might result, I mean, it could, I don't think it will, but it could result in maybe something as minor as nuclear war. I don't know. The implication of that is really horrifying. What other international laws will Zofran uphold? Laws that undermine free speech? Laws that undermine the Second Amendment? Laws that undermine all of our constitutional rights? Where are your loyalties, Zofran? See, I do not think that Donald Trump owed, I don't care, somebody said on the text line, well, Zofran asked for the meeting with Donald Trump. Okay, so what? Why don't you ask for a meeting with Donald Trump? Well, I'm not a mayor. Yeah, well, he's a communist. And I just don't think that he should have had the meeting. I know it's New York, and I know that New York, or technically I think Queens is Donald Trump's home, his home borough, but New York City is Donald Trump's hometown. I get that. But a guy that speaks like this and believes like this doesn't deserve to be elevated by the meeting in the Oval Office, because the implications truly are horrifying. What is he really after? If Netanyahu ever comes to speak at the United Nations and Zofran arrests him for being, I don't know, mean to the terrorists, mean to Hamas, that would violate not only diplomatic immunity, but guess what? It would actually violate federal law, because federal law prohibits U.S. law enforcement of any kind from cooperating with the deranged and the malevolent International Criminal Court. But then Zofran has already promised to violate economic law by making everything affordable through massive government intervention. So he doesn't care. He's going to violate the basic laws of economics. Why wouldn't he violate the basic rules of laws of the United States of America? just because federal code says something doesn't mean that he has to follow it, right? I mean, who cares what federal law says? The act that he would violate would put him in direct violation of Title 18, of the United States Code. He would be in violation of federal law. But what the heck? Let's see, we picked on Minnesota, Colorado, we haven't picked on California today. In the Cal State education system, dumbassery is not an option, it's actually a requirement. Nearly every California State University campus requires students to pass at least one diversity and or cultural competency class. What's a cultural competency class? San Francisco State University has among the most demanding criteria, requiring students to take courses in, quote, areas that the campus feels are important to graduates. What might that be? American ethnic and racial minorities, environmental sustainability and climate action, global perspectives, and, of course, social justice. Some classes cover several requirements, like Queer Crip Lit, which examines connections between ableism and other forms of discrimination, such as racism, sexism, classism, homophobia, and transphobia, that appears in literary works. Another class that covers multiple requirements include, I find this so funny, Decolonize Your Diet, Food Justice and Gendered Labor in Communities of Color. Decolonize is spelled Decolonize. Is that decolonize or decolonize? See, it depends on where you put the emphasis. Is it the emphasis or the emphasis? Because if I'm going to decolonize my diet, I guess what, I'm going to get rid of my colon? My colon's kind of necessary to my diet. Or does it really mean I'm going to decolonize my diet? I think it's the latter. Decolonize. You know why? Because the title of this class is Food Justice and Gendered Labor in Communities of Color. So they want to focus on food justice in communities of color, addressing issues including sex, gender, and food production. I can honestly tell you that when it's come to the idea of food production, the green bean, the canned green beans, or maybe the fresh green beans, or the pork and beans, or the canned corn, or the fresh corn, I've never thought about that in terms of food justice. I've never thought about, was it a racially diverse group of people that put the corn in the can? Was it a racially diverse group of people that drove the trucks that delivered it to the warehouses? And then was it a racially diverse group of people that took it from the warehouses to the grocery store? And for the people that stocked the shelves, were they racially diverse? And then if I'm going to talk about racial diversity, then I've got to talk about sexual diversity. Were there enough gay, queer, lesbian, LGBTQ plus II, were there enough of them involved in all of that process? Because that's what food production is to me. But it's food justice in communities of color, addressing issues including sex, gender, and food production, racism, and attacks on traditional food systems. Cal State? Well, maybe it is the land of fruit and nuts. Because all of it's mandated by California law. Cal State students are required to take an ethnic studies course, but those are separate from the campus's DEI requirements. So the ethnic studies would more accurately be called anti-European studies. Of the few Cal State campuses that don't explicitly require students to take a diversity or culture-centered course, you must bake DEI missions into their learning goals for students, says the handout. One of Sacramento State's objectives for its general ed requirements is to provide students with a significant and useful understanding of peoples from a diversity of cultures and backgrounds. Now, you want to know what the ultimate purpose? It's pretty explicit. In July, That school's president, Luke Wood, said he wanted to eliminate whiteness. Now, if you don't know, California state schools are largely funded by coercive taxes on California taxpayers. And that's what you're getting for your money. Congratulations, California. I'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I spent years living in fear of calcium oxalate crystal stones, always afraid of when the next one would hit. Now I just take Kidney Cop.
Battling calcium oxalate stones, it's time to try Kidney Cop, a doctor-recommended kidney supplement that has been shown in laboratory tests to reduce the growth rate of calcium oxalate crystals by 99%. Get Kidney Cop today at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an intricate part of the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, my name is Lori from Backrubs. We've been working with the Rancheria since 2008. It's an honor to be partnering with Rancheria. They are one of our favorite groups to work with.
I'm Yasmin Pena with Shasta Heating and Air Conditioning. We've been working with the Redding Rancheria since 2022, and we are proud to be their go-to whenever they need work done.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back Happy Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I really do appreciate everybody tuning in on the weekend. I know you've got lots of other things to do, but this is probably the best thing you've got to do is listen to me. And listen to me make fun of California and Minnesota and others. But you know what? While I'm at it, let's go to New Jersey. Let's make fun of New Jersey for a while. But I want to make sure I always tell the audience, tell all of you, every single one of you, how much I appreciate you tuning in. And I hope you'll tell your friends about the program, too. And thanks to all the affiliates that carry the program. There's a spa in Palisades Park, New Jersey. It's called the King Spa. They have updated their policies to allow the guests, the paying guests, to use the facilities, and they can use it in alignment with their gender identity that's displayed on their government or state-issued photo ID. Now, they're doing that because there was a lawsuit filed by Alexandra Gobert, a biologically male transgender, air quotes here, woman, who alleged that he was denied access to the female-only section of the spa despite his ID identifying him as a woman. Pardon me. I'm so confused. Why is this being crammed down our throats? Why? Because, truthfully, most of my friends who are gay, I have asked what they think about these issues. And they're really upset because they believe that this is not something that, pardon me, I've swallowed wrong. Most of my friends in the gay community say this is not what they signed up for. That they disapprove of this kind of imposing this kind of ideology on other people when that's just not the norm. And they get particularly upset about kids. Their parents decide that because Johnny, who's 5 years old, likes to play with dolls, then let's start giving puberty blockers to little Johnny at the age of five. It is truly insanity, as this is insanity. So this lawsuit came about because of an incident that occurred way back in 2022 when Gobert was visiting the spa and was initially assigned a male wristband. He was later given access to the women's locker room, but then gets questioned by the staff because, they saw him walking around and they saw his male anatomy. And so they ultimately asked him to leave after confirming that he had not undergone so-called bottom surgery to remove his penis and his testicles. So the spa offered him access to the female facilities, but only if he wore a bathing suit, which he declined, all according to the court documents. So as part of a confidential settlement reached in August of 2025, King Spa implemented a policy change and provided additional training to the staff. What? Teach them what to look for? Teach them that, check the ID closely, and I don't care how deep the voice is, and I don't care what you see in the Speedo, or, as you look at the Speedo, you may think you see something, but it's not really there. Let them in the women's locker room if the ID says female. We're a sick society. The updated policy explicitly says that clients may use sex-segregated areas corresponding to their gender identity I hate that phrase, gender identity, because that's a made-up thing. Gender is gender. Your gender identity is in your head. The updated policy explicitly says that clients may use sex-segregated areas corresponding to their gender identity regardless of physical traits. The policy also emphasizes that clients uncomfortable with that arrangement may request private accommodations, or they can just forego use of the communal facilities. I'd say that. The policy reads this, quote, clients who choose to access and use sex-segregated areas where partial or full nudity is either required or permitted to do so, with the understanding that other clients using those areas may have bodies that do not appear to align with the stereotypical body parts associated with the gender designated for that area. That is utter insanity. Utter insanity. I don't want to leave the program today without reminding everybody of something that happened on November 22nd a long time ago.
Of the CBS soap opera As the World Turns. First word came at about 1:40 p.m. Eastern Time. It happened too quickly for cameras to be in place.
And I gave it a great deal of thought, Grandpa.
Here is a bulletin from CBS News. In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
Then it was back to the soap opera, but not for long. Soon after, Walter Cronkite was back, reporting from the CBS newsroom, complete with rotary telephones and wire machines.
This picture has just been transmitted by wire. It is a picture taken just a moment or two before the incident. If you can zoom in with that camera, we can get a closer look at this picture.
And almost exactly 1 hour after his initial bulletin, this now famous announcement.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, some 38 minutes ago. Vice President Lyndon Johnson has left the hospital in Dallas, but we do not know to where he has proceeded. Presumably, he will be taking the oath of office shortly and become the 36th President of the United States.
November 22nd, 1963. If you're my age or thereabouts anywhere, you probably remember, like many people do of that era, exactly where you were and what you were doing. And I always bring it up every year simply because it's a reminder of how our world changed, yet really didn't change, because we had had assassinations before. But what happened this time on November 22nd, 1963? We all witnessed it. We all witnessed it. And that's what changed. Everybody have a great weekend. Take care. And I'll see you next weekend.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Okay, all signed up. Easy. Now let's run payroll. What the? Hey, girl. I'm you with more gusto. Nice. Who's that? New social media manager. Hired and onboarded with gusto. And spoiler, we're kind of famous now. Wait, we're famous? Oh, well, I'm famous. Payroll, benefits, and HR. Designed and built for small businesses. Choose a future with gusto.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
The
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.